This year, we're unfortunately seeing unusually high activity of viruses that cause influenza or flu and respiratory syncytial virus that we also call RSV. These are circulating simultaneously. And COVID-19 cases have declined, but continue to cause illnesses, hospitalizations, and even deaths. We typically define the flu season beginning the first week of October. And for the first time in 8 years, we saw widespread flu activity in the state in the very first week. We didn't reach widespread flu activity until January of last flu season. And sadly, we have already confirmed 2 flu-related deaths in our state. RSV is an illness that affects the airways, and it is also surging. And this year, the number of RSV outbreaks reported so far are almost double the number of outbreaks reported last year, which had been the worst in recent years. And pediatric hospital emergency department visits are well above capacity. And when this happens, it impacts the available care for children for all emergency conditions. And finally, we do continue to monitor COVID-19 community transmission levels. This is currently low in all of our counties, but COVID cases do continue. So it's important that we don't make the mistake of not taking these illnesses seriously. They are very serious, and particularly for certain segments of our population. Preventing these illnesses with vaccines keeps more people out of the hospital. There are measures we can all take to prevent additional illnesses, and we need to take them now. We urge people to practice good hygiene, to stay home away from others if you're ill, and to please get the flu and COVID vaccines as soon as you're eligible.